At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We don't get hype. We stay hype.
You know it, bro.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome in to the hype train on The Bullpen, ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5 FM. It is time to give out our best daily fantasy picks as I destroy my voice. And we will do so in the most hype way possible because, Sean, we don't get hyped.
We stay hyped.
Damn right, brother. What is your first prize picks this week, sir?
Oh, my first one for this week. It's one we talked about the incentives earlier.
Yes.
In the show. This is one that I saw and I had to incorporate it on a prize pick. Geno Smith.
Oh, that was one
Geno,
of mine. That's one of
Geno
mine.
Smith,
nice.
I think, can make like five.
$6 million.
$6 million.
Yep.
If he plays his card right. One of them is, so it's a yards one and a completion percentage one, I believe.
And they win.
And a win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he gets $2 million for each, like setting career highs. I think he maybe already has passed a touchdown or it's unreachable. I'm not sure. But yeah, completion percentage, yards, and they get to 10 wins. He gets $6 million.
So for that, I'm taking the more on Geno Smith's 23 completions.
Oh, see, I went with the passing yardage. Maybe I should have gone with that as
check
well.
Check it down.
Because he only needs like 189. So
exactly.
The line was actually set a little bit higher, but I bought it down. I got it at 229. Because I think they win the game. The Rams are sitting everybody. So I placed Geno Smith higher than 229 for the same reason. Okay. But yeah, I'm all about Geno Smith this week.
Yeah, the pass.
All aboard!
I forgot.
Tim, what's your first pick?
Hold on, you have Geno for under 229?
No, over.
Oh, okay. Because I have him for under 242.
Oh, so you I see, I bought it down. Because that was where the line was, but I bought it down to 229 and I took higher.
180 something.
Yeah.
My price pick, the first one I have is Brian Thomas over 79.5 receiving yards. I think he's had over 75
it's been
the
a
last
monster.
Like six yeah. games.
He made you some money in my best ball league.
Yeah, and I mean, Jacksonville has nothing to lose or win out of this, so I can see how they can just air it out against Indy and just say screw it. So that's my first one.
Yeah, so Geno Smith was one of mine, and we mentioned a previous segment, Mike Evans. So I'll just say he needs. I'll quickly say he needs 5 catches for 85 yards to make $3 million. So if you want to go yards, you want to go catches. I went with catches over 5.5, but take Mike Evans. My next one. Cortland Sutton has a big incentive on the line. He needs 82 yards to get to 500 to make $500,000. And right now his line, at least where I got it, was on another site was 79.5 yards. I think they're going to get him that. They're in a game that they're going to win. Denver playing. I'm forgetting who they're playing on. KC resting their players. So yeah, Cortland Sutton in that game. I think they feed him. They get him over that 79.5, and he gets his 500K.
Guys. Believe the hype.
Yeah, I'm in on that. You get the a little bit of wiggle room on that. Where if we are seeing the tweet that can you believe that Cortland Sutton was 7 yards short?
I doubt it. I mean, Sean Payton's been in this situation with other players before.
Yeah.
And he's made sure to get them their stats.
Yeah, there's one tight end.
Yeah.
It was like a ridiculous one.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was, but Sean Payton's been known to pay attention to this.
Well, and further to put myself on board with the Mike Evans one, not only is there like money involved in this one, but if he gets to 1,000 yards, wouldn't he become the first player in NFL history to have like 1,000 yards in his first, like every season?
He's had 1,000 yards in every season of his career. Yeah, I don't know how many years
12?
That's been. He was drafted in
2014,
so yeah.
It's crazy to me to think that, like, I love Mike
Shout
Evans,
out to Gallup
and I
ball.
Think that he's going to be a Hall of Famer for sure, but, like, I still feel like he is underrated
I would agree
by
with that.
The entire league. Like, yet he's doing stuff that no other NFL player has ever done.
Yeah, 1,000 yards, I guess it'd be 11 seasons now.
Yeah, and to think about who he was doing
before 11 seasons, that's it's
you know what?
Insanity.
I'm giving him 2025. He made it.
All right, Sean, we got one more. Let's go one more each, and we got to get out here.
One more. I'll go with the game that matters the most. This one just means more, folks. I'm not setting up a joke. I'm actually going to do Lions Vikings.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Sam Darnold more than 2.5 passing touchdowns. Hmm. That one's a demon square, so you're going to get a higher multiplier on that one.
Well, yeah, two and a half is a pretty big line. The multiplier should be pretty good.
Yeah, so I like that one. I mean, no secret about Detroit's defense, how banged up it is. And it's a Vikings team that really, right now, seems to be, I want to say, clicking on all cylinders. If not, pretty dang close.
They don't have a run, like, especially with Aaron Jones' status kind of shaky. They don't really have the running backs you would think would punch in and steal a lot of touchdowns.
And obviously, Jordan Jefferson at any point can score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Even when they get low red zone, like you're talking about, and they can't punch it in. He's, who's good at creating space around the end zone? The guy's good at creating space all over
Justin
the field.
Jefferson, Justin Jefferson. 100%. My next prize pick is, this is not necessarily a money one, but a record one. Brock Bowers needs 9 catches to break not the rookie tight end record for receptions, the NFL record for Zach Ertz, 2018. Yeah. So Bowers just needs 9 catches to have the all-time record for receptions by a tight end. His line right now is 7.5 receptions, and he's been smashing that, obviously, quite often. I think obviously the Raiders have nothing to play for. I think they try to get Brock Bowers this record.
Is it Aiden O'Connell this week?
It should be. The last I heard it was Aiden O'Connell.
Okay. I like this.
Yeah,
like
you're right. If it was...
Ritter.
Sorry?
Ritter.
Yeah, if it was Ritter, I would be... I might change my mind. But if it's Aiden O'Connell, I'm definitely betting this.
I am not hopping on this one. The Chargers are
Raiders
not.
Hate.
They are not going to allow him to get that record.
Oh, now I got to know how many catches he had against the Chargers in the last game. They could still win the game if Bowers just PPR. Like he could dump. This is not to say he's going to slice up the Chargers. He could just get a little dump off.
Tight end
screens. Oh yeah, he could. I mean, yeah, you could have an 8 catch 50 yard game. Chargers have done relatively well against tight ends this year.
They only played once, obviously. That he went 6 for 58 against them. That was the very first week of the season, though.
My pick, my last one, and I'm always nervous to do touchdowns, but I think with Chase Brown being out and the Bengals having to win this game, I think Joe Burrow won over 1.5 touchdown passes is a relatively easy hit.
Yeah, and another one to watch in that game that's related to that, Ja'Marr Chase has a chance at the Triple Crown. And Joe Burrow's already talked about wanting to get him that. So that's another one to look out for to put some money down on his different receiving lines. All right, gentlemen, that'll do it for the hype train. On the other side of the break, when we get back on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5, it'll be time for the big question of the week. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday afternoon. It is Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Sean Mapes, and John Belmer with you. If you want to join in the conversation and participate with some of these big questions we're about to debate and kick back around, 713-780-3776 is your phone number. You can call or text that, the HRMP listen line. Again, 713-780-3776. So as mentioned, it's time for the big question, and we got to it on time. You're welcome, John Belmer. We've been going late, and Johnny was shooting daggers with us from behind the glass, glaring at us, trying to get us out on break. Yeah, exactly. That was the exact sound effect I heard, Cam. Thank you. So my first big question for you guys, would you rather have the voice, and I realize as I'm about to ask this, I might age myself, And I'm going to go with it anyway because it's part of the gimmick now. I'm old. It's fine. But I think everyone knows who these people are. Would you rather? This is going to be a bad start potentially. And now I think I'm setting myself up for you guys to pretend you don't know who they are. Would you rather have the voice of Sam Elliott?
Who?
You actually not know who Sam Elliott is?
I think so. I'm going to look
okay.
it up, though.
Okay. I'm already out. This is already time for question
okay, finish,
two.
Finish your question.
All right.
I know Sam Elliott.
Okay. Yeah. Would you rather have the voice of Sam Elliott or Morgan Freeman?
Sam Elliott.
Ooh. Both, like, classic voiceover. Yeah. You can hear the voice without even seeing them or hearing them talk. You can hear it in your head. But I mean, Sam Elliott's got that classic, like, you know, tough, rugged cowboy voice, whereas Morgan Freeman's more smooth.
Fireplace talk.
Yeah, they're both.
Yeah, when Sam Elliott was in Tombstone and he started talking like he normally talks, mm-hmm. they were like, hey, can you tone it down a little? Like,
overdoing it.
I know
okay.
this is the Wyatt Earp story, but come on. give me Elliott's voice, because, yeah, I especially think in, like, radio, that'd play.
Oh, yeah, it'd play a little bit time. Better. Yeah, I would go Sam Elliott. I mean, they're both amazing Hall of Fame voices. I think the gravitas of the Sam Elliott voice. I think when people hear you talk, you kind of just like automatically respect them a little bit.
Yes,
it's
yeah.
very weird and dumb, but like you hear the voice, like, oh, like he's a serious person. I should listen to what he has to say.
If he gives you advice, like
it just means more.
You think it's good advice, no matter what he says.
I looked it up. I know exactly what you're talking about now. But I kind of exactly what you're saying here for Sam Elliott. I feel the same way for Morgan Freeman.
Like, there's not a bad answer here.
I feel like you can get. But if Morgan Freeman gives you advice, you're also gonna like listen. If you didn't know who he was, if he walked up and started speaking, I think you'd have that same kind of respect. So I think it goes both ways. I'm taking Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I think the only problem like with Morgan Freeman's voice is I'm going to think about his lines more. Like, I think I know more of Morgan Freeman's lines than I do Sam Elliott's. So maybe that, like, if people hear me, they're just going to start thinking about Andy Dufresne. You know, it's one of those issues. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But that's part of why I would go with Sam Elliott. So it looks like we're three Sam Elliott's and one Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Would you rather be stuck with your very first cell phone or your very first TV? Now, obviously, this changes for the generations a little bit here. Y'all's first will be more advanced than mine.
Oh,
But the gap between now and then
five.
Is...
No,
yeah, I mean,
kidding.
The gap between now and... There's still a huge difference, obviously, between whenever that was for you guys versus when it was for me.
I'm...
The one that has two parts.
Oh, see, that's... Oh, my God. Yeah, yes, exactly. Okay. I had to ask the operator. See, it was a pain in the ass, Sean. Like... Operator, can you please dial? And it was the whole thing.
Telegram or a tube?
No, it was
Morse code.
Yeah, Morse code. Yeah, exactly.
I think I go phone. It's
so you take the new TV, but be stuck with the old phone.
Yeah, because old TVs really suck. Like,
yeah, but
all of these suck. I mean, that's
it's like you could just never watch. It's like. A show or a TV or a movie or a game without being in, like, I don't know, 240p? Like, it's
pretty
low.
Yeah, depending on which TV you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, a TV from, like, I'll just say, like, 2001 or something?
Yeah.
For me, like, that's a big step back.
Was it as low as 240? I thought it was a little bit higher than that. Like,
maybe it might have been 480.
I think it was 480. Yeah, I think it's 480.
We're still talking standard definition.
Yeah, we're still talking standard definition either way. Cam?
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to go. And the funny thing, I remember my first phone. It was a Nokia. It had the original Snake on there. But
was it the Nokia brick?
It might have been. I didn't get my first phone until I was 17, but my first television was literally the box television with the antennas, and it had the two large...
So it had the fat back on it. It wasn't flat on the...
Oh, it definitely was not flat.
Yeah.
And it had the two turn knobs, so mm-hmm. the top one you would have to put... You could get, like... I could get ABC and CBS, and then I'd have to turn it to the U, and then turn the bottom knob...
For 20 and 39?
So I could get 26 or 39.
Yeah.
So literally the only things
I know,
that
Sean
I could...
and John are like, we are so old to them right now. Yeah, they have no idea what you're talking about.
That's just Sean, by the way. I had the same exact thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So growing up and only being able to watch like,
coming from that
like,
side of the table right
watching
now.
Like four things on television, I would gladly take the new TVs over
an old phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the old phone, like the part that sucks would be like the apps. But you could still like call and text on
you
it.
Could you still call or text, but I'd say, but the texting wouldn't
no
have
emojis.
No emojis, no GIFs.
Go on Twitter on your TV? Like what do you what
well,
are you
on my laptop?
Oh, that's it's true.
Well, that's a little bit of a cheat, but I'm going to cheat the other way because the way I was thinking about it is I would actually take the newer phone and deal with my old TV because I could still watch like Netflix, Hulu, all those things I can watch
on your
on my phone.
On good quality,
and I still get all the surfing the internet, the better texting.
It's a 5-inch screen.
It's whatever. If you have it right here, does it matter?
Like you're going to watch really a family movie with your family
okay.
staring at the, the 5-inch screen.
Everyone gather around. Gather around. Let's watch Peppa Pig. I'm sure that'll go, well.
Well, luckily those episodes are only 5 minutes long, so you're not having...
Your arm doesn't get tired.
Your arm doesn't get tired. But yeah, I think, you hit on a pretty good point when you bring the family to this. But if you're looking at only what you have to deal with, I'd rather have the old TV but the new phone because I can accomplish.
Your wife still gets a new TV.
Yeah. I just can't watch it. I think under the rules of this, I just can't watch that TV.
That's marriage for you.
That's damn right, brother. John, which way would you go?
I'm keeping the phone, the nice new phone, and going with the old TV. Because I can watch everything I need on my phone. I would just put that TV in the corner, let it collect dust, and do everything on my phone from now on.
All right, let's move on to another one here.
Sign into Xfinity.
Should we take time for John to tell the story?
Y'all are bullying me, man.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a callback.
You know what, John? You want to tell the story? It's up to you. It's your call.
I mean, I can give a brief, like, a quick version of it because it is going to be part of my Mount Rushmore.
There we go. So it's a preview. Yeah. So John, I walked in this morning, you know, said what's up to John. Hadn't seen him in a few weeks, obviously. And asked him how he was doing. And he regaled me with the story about how his life was torn apart here for a few days because he got hacked. John, why don't you take it from here?
I don't know if it's going to be in just a few days. Like, it's ongoing. Every time I turn around,
the
there's something
few days,
new.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just going to keep on going. Basically, somebody got into... my dad and I's Xfinity account, took our phone numbers and then used those phone numbers to, like, I don't know how they had access to the email, like, addresses, but they used those phone numbers to reset passwords on email addresses to get into bank accounts, took money from my checking, his checking, credit cards, all kinds of crazy stuff, yeah. And then they locked my phone completely out, put it in some kind of lost mode, and then wiped my Apple ID so my phone was no longer, you know, usable. I had to buy a new phone. I had to uproot my entire... You know how you have one email address that you put on everything?
Yeah.
I had to... That's gone. Even my backup email address is gone. My whole life is flipped upside down right now. So I'm trying to figure out how to get it all back on track.
I can't believe y'all are bullying him.
Oh, I know, right?
I didn't realize that his actual identity.
Yeah. No, yeah.
His whole identity literally got hacked.
To be fair, we didn't make fun of the bank account stuff.
We did not make fun of the bank account.
For the Xfinity and Xbox stuff that he can't get into.
And I also made fun of the fact that he may not exist because there's more to the story that I'll clue people in on. He's had to argue with people while trying to because again, it was like he said it was his banking, his phones, his Xfinity account, his Xbox, all these things. Where they got in, changed all the passwords, and made it basically their own account and then locked him out. So he's now having to argue with people trying to reset these that are telling him they think he's the hacker because all the information is now with them. So
yeah, because when they changed the information, they got codes. So what they want to do is send me codes, and they can't send
right,
me
because
codes.
Right, because all the things the codes would be sent to, his phone, his email, are now belonging to the hacker.
So it would be a different email.
And you know how you don't talk to people from when you went to high school necessarily all the time, but they're all on your Facebook. You see them all. You follow them. My Facebook is gone. Like, I can't.
Oh, they wiped
I
your
can't
Facebook
reach out.
Too?
They didn't wipe out, but I tried to reset password, and they're like, let's send a text, so I don't have access to that phone. Okay, let's send an email. I don't have access to that email. Okay, well, then you're screwed. This basically says there's nothing they can do.
Because you don't exist anymore.
Because I don't exist anymore. I've been wiped from the
There's
the
one
face.
More. There's one more part of the story that I'd like you to tell. And I'm sorry we're having to have you relive this trauma for our entertainment, but, you know, it's radio. What else are we going to do? he went to the was it the Apple Store that night? They were trying to there at the store.
Oh, Xfinity.
They're trying to reset it for him, but as they were going into the account and rechanging the passwords, the person who had hacked him was still in the account. And then changing them back before they could get everything. John, tell the story.
So once we realized what was going on, we called Xfinity. They said those two numbers were ported to another carrier. So we couldn't get those numbers back. So the person on the phone gave my dad and I two brand new numbers and added our account back to you know, the same account that we have our internet on and set it back up, right? So we go to the Xfinity store later that evening. It's about 6:30 p.m. We are sitting there. The guy is on the phone with like a national Xfinity rep or whatever. And then he goes, wait a second. Wasn't there two numbers on here? And the guy on the phone goes, yeah, there was two numbers on here. And he goes, wait a second. One of them just got ported to another carrier, this time T-Mobile rather than Verizon, 15 minutes ago. And they're like, oh, they're still in the account. Now they're stealing our new phone numbers they just gave us. And then actively,
in the store as it's happening.
Yes. And then as the guy's like, okay, we're going to activate a new number for you, try to add it to this account, get a text real quick and try to change everything so that they can't. As he's actively trying to change everything, they were actively fighting against him. In real time, I'm watching this take place like a fourth quarter battle with 2 minutes to go. Like this is happening right in front of me. It was insane.
So all that to say, John Belmer may or may not exist.
And that's why
he's not a real person.
That's why John chose to have a new phone and not a new TV.
I feel like we should let John go first with Mount Rushmore Plus One when we get back. Let's carry this over. On the other side of the break, it's your best part of the week in Houston. You're welcome in advance. The award-winning segment, Mount Rushmore Plus One. Haven't done this since, I think, the week before Thanksgiving or something like that. It's been a long time. But that's next on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Welcome in to the best part of your week in Houston. It is time for the award-winning, groundbreaking, eventually get us into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame segment, Mount Rushmore Plus One. You're welcome, Vance. Best part of your weekend, guaranteed, especially since Texans Titans means absolutely nothing. Johnny, since your Mount Rushmore Plus One is going off of, or at least based upon what we talked about in the last segment, why don't you lead us off, sir? What is your Mount Rushmore Plus One?
Yeah, so this week has been one of the most frustrating weeks of my life. Yeah. Yeah, hell, absolutely. And, you know, my dad is a bit older, doesn't understand what's going on, so I'm basically handling his and mine. So it's been the worst week ever. So my Mount Rushmore Plus One is sort of me blowing off some steam here. It's my Mount Rushmore Plus One of things that I would do to the person or people who did this to us if I had them in a room. Okay.
All right, I like it.
I try not to go too gruesome, you know, no death or anything.
You're Liam Neeson saying, I have a vast array of skills that I've acquired of a long career.
Basically, yes.
Disclaimer, these are not actionable. These are not things John Belmer will actually do. This is just things he would like
to
do.
Yes.
Anything that corresponds with real life is simply coincidence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean, for the disclaimer. I'll start with number five here. I went with eye gouging or blinding.
Wow, nice. we're hot start.
Yeah,
that's
number five.
Eye gouging.
Yep, or blinding. It's kind of not gonna die.
Without you knowing it, it's kind of an old school wrestling move. The little eye poke while the referee's turned away.
I was literally like the most illegal thing in every form of combat. Okay,
He's really going Ric Flair. He's going to eye poke and just hit the strut
next.
Woo!
Sorry. Max, slam my butt into his face.
roll the pennies in my hand. I hope all of your list is wrestling moves. I really hope
that, so. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Corporate elbow.
No, he's going to go with the rock bottom.
Is that the one with the butt to the face?
No. No. Oh, okay. That's Rikishi. All right. Oh, move on, John. Okay. Move on.
All right. Number four, I went with music torture. Okay. Could you imagine like 96 hours straight of Taylor Swift or something like that in a room?
Sounds like you're going to make billions is what it sounds
like.
Yeah, John.
Psychological
Most
torture.
Most popular music in the world.
That is if you can sign into your Spotify account.
Yeah, how you going to do it, John?
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. Wow.
That was good, Sean.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm going to throw you in there with
rest of his, rest of his
96 hours of
I'm like
Swift
in an iPod.
The rest of his list
studio.
Is going to be not only to the person who did this, but also to Sean Mace.
All right. Number three, I went with sleep deprivation.
What, you're just going to keep turning their alarm off or alarm on?
You're just going to keep them up some kind of way. Water, whatever
Raising.
You want. Lights. Meth. Noise. Huh?
Meth.
Meth. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, okay, but so.
Feed them meth. They'll stay up.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So POW torture, the last two.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, we can do
got away from
too,
wrestling
too,
moves. You know? Now we're into Guantanamo Bay. Go ahead.
Number two, this one's a little bit more gruesome. Rat torture.
Oh, I know what you speak of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You starve the rats.
You don't know what rat torture is?
I have a guess. Yeah. You, so, like, you tie them down and just rats run all over their body?
Feed them to rats is what he said.
Yeah, basically. Well, sort of, yeah.
Be careful so how you describe this,
John. You starve the rats, and then you just let them loose in the room.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
Well, okay. And then there's a worse one where you starve them. You have the person tied up, and then you put the rats in a, like, a metal bin. And you put that on the chest,
yeah.
And then you light
that's another
you put fire to the bin, and
so,
the rats have only one way to get
way
out,
to
and that's them chewing through the person.
See, that was the death side of things that I was trying
we
to
We really did get to Guantanamo Bay. We were from Ric Flair moves from the 70s to Guantanamo Bay.
What the bad guy in Too Fast, Too Furious does, yes.
Yeah, see, he described the real version, I described the light version.
Okay.
Right. We're not trying to...
Okay, what's number one? Are we at number one? I'm afraid to hear what number one is.
Number one is connecting one end of my jumper cables to the battery in my car.
Okay, so now we're Grand Theft Auto 5.
And the other end
Trevor.
To, you can imagine the rest of the,
is
where I'm going to connect.
Yeah. Now this is straight out of GTA 5 with Trevor, which, again, you can't play because your Xbox account was on. Sorry, which Sean did it was
right,
funny.
So this,
when I did
this
it was
show
overkill.
Is now just me, Sean, and Cam. No
wow.
more. No
so
more
when
internet.
Sean did it,
that was disgusting, Brian. To make light of his hardship,
Sean does it. It's funny. When I do it. I get kicked off the show. All right, I'm canceled. Cam, why don't you go next?
All right. So my Mount Rushmore, and this is in honor of 2024. So I picked some of the most outrageous things that my students. Said to other students or to me.
Oh, I like it. Okay. So, what age group are you talking about?
K through 5th.
Okay. So pretty wide range. Not wide range.
Are you dealing with K through 5 on a regular basis, or is it just one grade?
No, I primarily work with K through 2nd, but I still work with K through 5th on a regular basis.
So like 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, but everything that is I'm about to read is stuff that only adults should say and know, but because of the time of age that we live in, kids know these things. So the first one was a student told me that I was out of pocket for making him have to study for 10 more minutes. So out of pocket, being told by a first grader that I am out of pocket for making them do their homework.
Okay, help me out here.
I'm counting on the kid's science.
Out of pocket?
Out of pocket just means like outrageous.
Okay,
like, basically
right.
another
doing
way of saying
much.
Like you're tripping, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
So all basically right. the kid was like, you're doing too
that's
much.
Whack.
Bro. Yeah, that's
for,
whack.
For doing 10 extra minutes
10
of work?
10 extra minutes, yeah. I'm so sorry that I want you to know how to read. Sorry.
That's whack, teach.
The
you
next
go, Brian,
one.
You.
See, I'm with it. I'm with it. I got you.
The next one, a kid said, I'm here to secure the bag. Okay,
what? This
cool.
is, again, K through 2, K through 5?
I can't remember what age this kid was, but it was K through fifth. But
you know,
yeah.
You know what would be fascinating to know? What amount of money to him is securing the bag?
What does that even mean when you're a second grader?
Having enough to buy McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking here is what this bag is for.
His allowance. Yes, securing exactly. That bag. Another
hey,
one.
Sam Bailey is on the screen anyway.
I overheard one student say to another student, "What's up, slime?"
that was crazy.
So that was actually. Crazy. That one,
How did the other student take it?
I'm not sure the other student knew what was being said. Okay. I did, and I actually kind of laughed, which probably wasn't a good idea because then the kids would be like,
year.
Oh, hey, look, I can keep saying it. The next one, a student told me that he goes, "I'm a hustler, baby. That's what I do." Okay.
So what is he hustling? Extra milk at lunchtime?
He was here? Finishing a puzzle.
Well, did he hustle? Did he finish it?
I did allow him to finish it after what he said.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Never break a hustler down, you know?
Yeah.
If he's trying to hustle and finish that puzzle, you know, let him go at it. And then the last one, and this one was more recent. A student said, "You're a big back."
A big back?
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Big back is a new term for a...
I didn't expect you to know that, B-Man.
You're correct. I have no idea what that means.
Person of leisure?
It's a fat person.
It is a large upper body person. It is a large upper body person, but it's just the fact that they...
Yeah,
I mean, big back is like something you would find on Urban Dictionary. So why a second grader is calling another student a big back?
Oh, I thought he said it to you.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, well, that's why I was confused. Like, because you're
but
he weighs like 100 pounds more than these kids.
yeah. Some of them. I have some kids that are actually like my height. It's pretty terrifying.
They could take you.
No,
they can. No,
he'll do the eye poke.
Yeah, no.
Son, have you ever heard about rat torture? That'd be the last thing Cam Smith works.
I will never hit a kid in front of people.
Whoa, wait, what? Hey, hold on,
what?
Cam. In front of people.
Do I have to also make a disclaimer for this one?
I think you do. Yeah.
We were burnt, Cam.
Yeah, that was made in jest by Mr. Smith.
Man.
That was out of pocket.
It was out of pocket.
Mr. Smith goes to prison in that future.
He takes his role as a child caretaker very seriously.
Yeah.
I do. Futures of America.
All right.
It's all on my shoulders.
These are the minds that he's molding.
Future of America. We really are going downhill. So I guess main event makes time because I was canceled. So I think I have to follow the decision of John Velmer here, and then it's main event makes time. I think the ruling is it's time for main event mates.
Yep, respect.
I respect John's decision. Wow. Apparently
I think this is the first time we've had a suspension.
John. Okay. Apparently your joke about his misfortune was fine. Mine was stepping, you know, it's always the second guy that gets punished.
Hang on. You gotta add more context to that. That was also his first shot, and that was your like fourth one of the day.
That is fair. That is fair.
All right. So I'll go last.
I'll save it for next time we have a show. Who knows? I may never get to do another one.
Two months from now. Okay. Matt Rushmore plus one. This is complete non sequitur, by the way, of what we've talked about so far. It was just came up in conversation. Actually, a listener on the Glenn George show, we did an Ask Us Anything Friday. Sure. Just to kill some time on a Friday where no one cares about the
I respect it. I get the game.
And they asked me what my favorite Mountain Dew flavor was. I said, you know what? This is a great idea.
The fact that you even have one is...
This is a great idea for Mount Rushmore Plus One.
You got five?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Five Mountain Dew flavors?
Yes.
There's only one that I drink.
This is worse than you having five Taco Bell food items that you love.
Actually, I think that might have been the question was Taco Bell related.
You've done a Mount Rushmore Plus One on the best Taco Bell items.
Yes, Mount Rushmore Plus One of Mountain Dew flavors. First one,
Baja Blast. Is that a?
That's one of them.
I was trying to think if I can even name them. But go ahead. Sorry,
Major Melon. is a great one. It's watermelon flavored.
Okay. All right.
It's actually, as we'll get to for quite a few of these, have been discontinued.
it has been discontinued. I wonder why, Sean. I wonder why.
I don't know. They said
they fuel the space rockets.
They say the bodies of people that drink these, it's consistent with people that suffer from rat torture.
Hey, John, if you don't title the podcast Rat Torture, I don't think I can deal with you anymore.
Next one. This was a special over the summer.
Rat Torture?
No.
Okay.
Freedom Fusion.
Oh, God.
Is this like when we had French fries became Freedom Fries for a little while? Like
that. This was a star-spangled bottle of Mountain Dew.
What was the color of the drink?
A blue.
Blue. Okay.
I would say it was peach lemonade flavor.
Okay. That's very summery.
It was a blue peach lemonade.
Yeah.
That is some witchcraft. Blue peach lemonade. Say that sentence out loud. Blue peach lemonade.
All the colors of these are radioactive. Like they all.
What?
I didn't think there was actually peaches
have you seen that's ever blue?
I didn't think that there's going to be actual peaches or lemons in this. I know that that's not actually.
All right.
I know this isn't freshly squeezed.
Fair.
Next up, Mountain Dew Original. Reason for the season.
What was the original? Like Sprite flavored almost?
Yeah, it's a little Sprite-y, but different. I don't know.
It's like Sprite
and antifreeze.
Yeah.
Oh, like Squirt?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Squirt's way different. Baja Blast, the aforementioned Baja Blast. Okay.
That one I can get down.
Taco Bell exclusive.
Is that still a Taco Bell exclusive?
No, you can buy bottles of it.
But it doesn't taste as good.
It really doesn't.
The bottled version versus the fountain at Taco Bell?
I think it's because we're just so used to it coming out of a fountain that there is something lost.
You have to get it fresh from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Fresh. From Taco Bell.
Fresh from Taco Bell. Like all the artisanal.
All natural.
Eat fresh.
Yeah. Taco Bell. And then lastly, Baja Flash. This is part of their Baja. They had one year.
The movie The Flash? Or
no,
what?
No. Okay. This is a year they just had a whole bunch of different Baja flavors over the summer. And really, summer is peak Mountain Dew season.
I mean, obviously.
Everyone knows this. And Baja Flash was like it was like pina colada. Summery, a little bit of
pina colada antifreeze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That one actually tastes better in the can than in the bottle.
I don't know if that's a good thing, Sean. I don't know if that's necessarily
a selling point enough over that one summer to know the difference.
So is that your favorite Mountain Dew then?
Yeah. Yeah. It hasn't been active since like 2022.
Okay.
I think.
You listed five. How many do you know? How many more would you say you'd actually drink and buy or buy and drink?
So they have a
beyond couple, the five.
They have a couple different ones. They had a fall one that was Voodoo.
I'm
being serious. It tasted, I don't know. It was way too sweet. It was like I don't know. It tastes like
a dessert Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It was like just
candy corn.
No, it was like purple Jolly Ranchers. It was just like, but a lot of it. Like it was very sweet.
So it was like cough syrup.
Yeah. Yes. You're sipping on scissor.
You know what? It basically was cough syrup.
I am double cupping right now.
Yes,
so
you are.
Yeah,
look
so
at that.
We can make this happen. Yeah. All right. I think that'll do it for Mount Rushmore Plus
One. That will
one.
Do it. Spark, I mean, Voltage, also others.
Spark, Voltage,
votes.
All right. Well, that was a great list by Johnny and Cam and Sean, and I had a list, but we'll never know because I got suspended for too many hateful comments to John Belmar. Although, I love John Belmar. Although, my words and actions don't always show that. Oh, I got hit with the... All right, it's time to go to break. When we get back, it is time for the worst people in sports this week. Probably me, according to John Belmar. And what we love from sports this week, that when the bullpen returns, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Found out some fascinating history of Mountain Dew information. It was invented in 1940. I can't imagine the greatest generation going and fighting the Nazis while pounding a Baja Blast. I know it wasn't a Baja Blast back then, but...
Did it have the same ingredient? You know how Coca-Cola used to have
Coke in it? Used to have cocaine way back in the day,
I wonder what Mountain Dew used to have in it.
Was actual just antifreeze. Yeah, it was just straight antifreeze.
I was going to say the 1940 version might actually be more healthy.
Yeah, it probably was. It probably was.
Yeah, it had speed in it, not Coke.
Not Coke? Okay. Well, that's a whole lot better. All right. We're going to end the show as we do always when we have shows. We haven't had a lot of those recently, but with our worst person in sports this week and what we love from sports this week, my worst person in sports this week is Jimmy Butler, not because he got suspended or anything like that, but because he went on and talked about, I think he was losing his joy and completely stealing in this clip you're about to hear. I matched these two together so you can hear the two side by side. But completely stealing the gimmick of Shawn Michaels losing his smile in 1997.
What do I want to see happen? I want to see me get my joy back from playing basketball.
I've lost a lot of things, and one of them has been my smile.
And wherever that may be, we'll find out here pretty soon. But I want to get my joy back.
And I have to go back, and I have to find my smile, because somewhere along the line, I lost it.
But I want to be back to somewhat dominant. I want to hoop, and I want to help this team win. Right now, I'm not doing that.
Can you get your joy back here on the court?
Probably not.
Completely stealing the gimmick of Shawn Michaels from 1997. Jimmy Butler, how dare you? Gimmick infringement should be punishable. I mean, by some of the things John said in the previous segment, rat torture should be the punishment for Jimmy Butler for stealing Shawn Michaels' gimmick from 1997.
Do you think that was maybe not even intentional, but like there's just some sort of like deep in his mind,
maybe
like subconscious?
If he watches wrestling, maybe.
Yeah.
He seems possible. Like the kind of guy that would be into wrestling. Like
what are you trying to say, John Belmer?
What?
What are you trying to say? Nothing. He seems like the guy. What do you mean?
I mean, just he's just quitting like on his job constantly. So.
Well, Shawn Michaels did quit on his job. So
yeah,
is that
why he lost his smile?
He lost his smile because he was having to forfeit the title to Bret Hart, who he hated. And he was, instead of doing it the right way by the business, he had to make an excuse to, anyway, it's a whole thing. We don't have time to get into. Sean, what is your worst person in sports this week?
Worst person in sports this week is Yahoo Sports.
Mm.
The entirety, actually mostly just the social media department, because they, to celebrate New Year's, they released all of the graphics that they made for different champions.
Oh, that didn't happen?
that didn't happen.
Wow.
So they made like a Dallas Mavericks one.
Wow.
They even like, it's just playing right now. They made a Jose Altuve one, apparently. They made a couple different like, Defensive Player of the Year ones. They made, obviously, like Super Bowl champions and
stuff. I actually kind of like that.
Yeah, they basically did the print the t-shirts.
T-shirts that you see in the other countries. Yeah,
but they had like a Yankees one, obviously.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They had so many ones that there's no reason to do this other than to be hurtful.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually kind of like that.
There's Bill Belichick photoshopped in so many different hoodies.
What do you got, Cam? Who's your worst person?
My worst person is the ESPN Fantasy Football Department. Yeah, so unbeknownst to my knowledge, when in the one of the leagues that I run, in the past it always was a 12-man league, and we had some issues with people paying and signing up. So instead of dealing with that nonsense, I removed two teams to make it 10.
Ouch.
However,
tough conversation.
I did not know that in switching the league member size, that ESPN was going to go in and redo the playoff system.
That's what I figured.
I did not catch it, and so once we drafted, you can't go back and change it. And so instead of a 6-man playoff league like it's supposed to be, it moved it to 4, and then it made both rounds 2 weeks long. So I'm going into the championship round. I dropped 160 on the guy last week, but we're playing again this week. But because most of my players are on playoff teams like Lamar Jackson, St. Brown, Devontae Smith.
Lamar's playing.
He's not going to play the full game, though. It's probably against Cleveland. Kyron Williams is already out.
Yeah, Kyron's out.
I am now projected to lose because this guy's team is all non-contenders. So I'm supposed to lose by three now because ESPN decided to
adjust. Well, you're the commissioner of this league?
I am.
Just keep the trophy.
Yeah.
Stop the count. Stop the count. Keep the trophy.
Make it a banana republic.
I don't think that's going to go over very well.
All right. So we're done with the anger sharks here. Time to go ahead and donkey paddle over to Sea of Tranquility. Talk about what we love from sports this week. And my love from sports this week is there's a new women's world champion thanks to this cash-in moment from Tiffany Stratton. All right, that is the moment, an extended version of Tiffany Stratton cashing in her Money in the Bank contract to become the new Women's World Champion, defeating Nia Jax. I love them. There's few moments in wrestling better than the Money in the Bank cash-in. So that was an exciting moment last night on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Guys, your worst person, or your, I'm sorry, what you love from sports this week quickly.
What I loved in sports this week, Juice Wells making fun of his old coach Shane Beamer, who gotten into a screaming match apparently with Brett Bielema in their bowl game. And 2 years later, the South Carolina transfer receiver, who now plays for Ole Miss, scored a touchdown and reenacted him getting held back, pointing and yelling at
that's
Brett
awesome. Bielema. I didn't see that. That's awesome. Cam?
My favorite moment was Amen Thompson throwing Tyler Hero like a rag doll.
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I will say,
another wrestling move. Another wrestling move.
I hope someone makes a t-shirt of that.
I had a hard time because I forgot what's been a week ago and what hasn't been a week ago.
He manhandled Tyler Hero. Yeah. That was amazing.
Over the ropes.
Yeah, exactly. Royal Rumble's coming up.
He would have been out.
February 1st, baby. Yeah, less than a month away. All right, that'll do it for the bullpen. I think we're back next week. I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule, but we will post about it on social media when we do happen to look at our schedule. For Sean, for Cam, for John Belmer, I'm Brian McDonald. Have a great week in Houston.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.